This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Brief, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Jennifer Schutt. Congressional negotiators are close to reaching agreement on a $1.4 trillion omnibus spending package for the fiscal year that began October 1st and are planning to release text of that bill on Tuesday afternoon. This negotiation wraps up months of back and forth between the House Democrats and Senate Republicans, who have been trying to reach agreement on really big political fights, like the border wall spending level, the number of people that Immigration and Customs Enforcement can detain at any point in time, and how exactly to classify a veterans' health care funding program that allows veterans to seek care outside of VA facilities under certain circumstances. These were some of the most contentious issues this year that appropriators in the House and Senate and congressional leaders had to work through. And according to aides who are, you know, closely involved in these negotiations, all those big ticket items have been wrapped up so far, and there's just a few smaller outstanding issues that congressional leaders need to work through in the coming hours before that final legislative bill can be released on Tuesday. The omnibus spending package is expected to be the sort of legislative vehicle or the train that carries all of the big year-end items that Congress is working on right now to President Donald Trump's desk, where everyone hopes that he will sign these bills, thereby avoiding a government shutdown on Friday night when a current stopgap spending bill expires. One of those big bills that everyone hopes rides along with this omnibus spending package is, of course, another round of coronavirus relief, which congressional leaders and the Trump administration still have not reached agreement on as of Monday afternoon. There's a lot of hope and a lot of statements right now from lawmakers and off-Hill groups that, you know, before lawmakers leave town for their winter holiday break, they need to pass some type of coronavirus relief legislation. But as of now, there's not yet bipartisan agreement on that, which means that it might not be included in the legislative text of the omnibus spending bill that lawmakers are getting ready to release on Tuesday afternoon.